And with this Friday being the International Day of Book Giving, I thought, well, what better way to celebrate giving away books than chatting with an author who went through the realm of the corporate world and then into the world of book writing. We've spoken with him before. The author of Dancing with the Bull, Matthew Simon. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. How are you? And thanks for having me back.
It's an absolute pleasure. What got you into the world of writing? We've been through the book that you did write, Dancing with the Bull, an absolutely sensational read, but what convinced you to pull the trigger, as it were, and move into the world of writing?
Complicated answer, but I will paraphrase it as best I can. I'm not a writer by trade or design. In fact, at school, English was not one of my better subjects, but I found myself in later life, I guess in my 40s, like everyone else, in between job, and I was doing a course just on some coaching or what have you, and someone asked me, what is it all about? And I answered that and expressed it through a poem I wrote called What Is It? And from there, I thought I enjoyed that. And as time went by, a few months later, I wrote something on my own called Falling Down, which sort of, I was in a, not a dark place, but I was in a place of uncertainty and a little bit insecure, and I wrote this poem, and I liked it, and it sort of helps you understand things and get things out and sort of, you know, refer back to it. And over time, I wrote more and more, many personal stories, and excuse me, and then I wrote a couple of blogs and things on LinkedIn about experiences I've had in the corporate world. And I got back into the corporate world, and in the back of my mind, I always wanted to write a book. I wanted to write a novel, because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of books out there, sensationalist, particularly in the realm I was in, financial markets. And I was sort of more interested in workplace culture and the effect that it had on people. So I always said to myself, when I'd finished with this job, after going through a period of not having one, I would write this book. And that's sort of what happened. I got to a place with the job where I was happy with what I'd done. I didn't like what was happening around me, and I thought that if I was ever going to write the book, now was the time to do it and leave whilst feeling good about my job.
So from your perspective, it was more about getting things off your chest as well as taking that leap into something you'd wanted to do for quite some time. A bit of a combination of factors, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think it was getting it off my chest. It was more allowing me to explore things that had happened and sort of coming into contact with perhaps thoughts and musings, which I hadn't really done before. It allowed me time to think and reflect. And I think that in parts of the book that comes out. So, yeah.
And that real life experience, do you think that that would be something that would benefit a lot of authors, because some people go straight into writing looking to be a little bit creative, but taking the opportunity to experience a bit more of life in the real world, as it were, do you think that might assist with some writing throughout the literary world?
Look, I'm not quite sure how to answer, because I think everybody has their own experience. Like I said, I was not looking to write. Writing sort of found me. I think a lot of other people are natural writers, and they see things in the world which they want to put down on paper, and they're very creative about the way in which they go about it. For me, it was much more a labour of love in terms of the fact that it wasn't natural. And I had, you know, it took me 6 years to write a book that is, in effect, a five-hour read. So, you know, you put it down, it's more than a year and hour of reading. So, you know, it's a lot of going back and forth. So I think everybody has their own sort of reasons for doing it.
And those reasons, of course, can be anything. Dancing with the Bull, we've spoken about the book before, but just refreshes, it really is about the pitfalls of the corporate world, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it definitely shows how things get out of control. From, I guess, pitfalls is one way of looking at it. But it also is a book about the people that are in it and lost in it and don't really realise it. And that's sort of where I found myself. I found myself championing causes that, in effect, I didn't believe in.
And that is certainly something that does come across in the book. Dancing with the Bull is still available, I understand, at Dimmicks in Adelaide, as well as dancingwiththebull.com?
It certainly is, and it's in a couple of libraries, or few libraries scattered around South Australia as well. So it's definitely available.
Fantastic. Matthew Simon, author of Dancing with the Ball, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Keith. It was a pleasure.